From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, and His Eminence undertook the Imamat and the religious leadership of the Muslims after his father's death, the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. As historians have unanimously agreed, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam was not more than 7 years old when he undertook the imamat and the religious leadership of the Muslims. Now, this great role of the imamat and the religious and spiritual and political leadership of the Muslims, of course, would not befit a keeper who had the mentality of a child and who was only a mere 7 years old. Because if one is to plunge into the fields of knowledge and wisdom, or enter into any kind of debate or controversies, especially so with great scholars and specialists, the amount of knowledge and wisdom needed must surpass that of even a very aged person. But we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, despite being not more than 7 years old, broke this notion and showed the world that though he was still a child, but because he was a divinely appointed imam on behalf of Allah, he was able to enter the fields of knowledge and wisdom and win in the debates and controversies against great scholars and specialists.
Parts of Ziyarah texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are humbly talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was an imam in whose era many different philosophical and theological debates were occurring in the Muslim world. Different books and texts from the Greek and Roman languages had been translated into Arabic, and the various sciences that came along with these translation of texts posed not a threat to the Islamic tenets, but it did raise many questions for the Muslims. Now, of course, the court judges and the Abbasid establishmental governors, they did not have the appropriate answers to these questions. Again, which is a separate topic, but it does have us wonder and question, why were these court judges in those positions? And why were these people the governors and the rulers and the so-called kings of the Muslims when they did not have the appropriate Islamic knowledge to be able to even defend the theological and philosophical boundaries of pure Muhammadan Islam? And as always, it fell upon the shoulders of the divinely appointed imams, whether it was Imam Ali alayhi salam, or it was Imam Baqir alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, or even Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, and in our case, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. It was all of the imams altogether who defended pure Muhammadan Islam from corruption and from deviation and from misguidance. One of the companions, it seems, of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, by the name of Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, in this dialogue asked Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam an interesting question. He said, "What is the meaning of one when we are specifically talking about Allah, of course?" And so in response to this question by Abu Hashim al-Ja'fari, we find that Imam Jawad alayhi salam replies and says, "The meaning of one, it is Allah whom tongues have agreed on His oneness, as Allah Himself has said in the Holy Quran. And if you ask them, who has created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly and most definitely say Allah." It is interesting how this statement turns out to be quite true, that if you ask the people who has created the heavens and the earth, and they have a pure conscience, and they have a pure being and a pure soul, and they have not corrupted it with a wave and an ocean of sins and corruption, moral and ethical, they will answer that it is Allah, it is God, it is Creator, it is a Supreme Being, it is a all-encompassing entity, it is a genius of complete perfection. That is the meaning of the One, because all these different tongues, in all these different languages and from different backgrounds, they all call upon this one Supreme Being, the Supreme Being who is known as Allah. Sometimes, dear friends, the proofs of the existence of Allah are even as simple as this statement that was in the Holy Quran, which was recited by Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. All we have to do is to cleanse ourselves and try to believe Allah will help us with the rest. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our imams, the ninth imam is the first, whose imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth imam. What is zinat? Beauty. But let us go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. Wal khushu' zinatu salat. When we do the namaz, what is the beauty of namaz? Imam says the beauty of namaz is humility. Humility came earlier, it's coming again. And we can learn from the Shia method of doing the salat. When we go into sajda, we talk about using the turba. Turba is made from earth. One of the reasons why we do it in that way is that we are putting the most important part of our face, which is the forehead, on that turba, which is from the earth. And that is to remind us that this is where we came from. That is where Adam was created from. And this is where we are going to go back. And if we understand the namaz in that way, we will be able to create this khushu and humility in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also when we deal with one another. And this will become the zenith for our namaz.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.